Hey, brother, it's LaBelle. How are you?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, hanging in there, doing all right.
Yeah?
How are you guys doing out there in Nova Scotia? Everybody's thinking about you guys.
We're making her, bud. We're doing the best we can.
Yeah, right on. No, that's good.
You're a new papa.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Dude, I haven't had any sleep. You know, like this guy at 12 o'clock, he's like a spike from the Gremlins, like way back in the day. That movie, he turns into somebody else. It's insane.
Well, congratulations, man.
Yeah, no, I'm super pumped. I can't wait to have another one.
Yeah. Yeah, and then absolutely no sleep whatsoever.
Oh, it is brutal. He sleeps all day long, and then at night he just like, you know what, it's time for me to wake up.
Yeah, it's so true what they say. It really does take a village because you're on sleep rotation.
Oh, for sure.
Well, Chris, man, you got this new song out with Frontliners, really showing your appreciation for them and what they're doing. Tell us about how this song came about.
Yeah, well, you know, it was about a week before Julie delivered Grayson. Mm-hmm. We couldn't sleep, you know, because it was a scary time to be delivering a baby during COVID. And I just picked up my guitar, and basically the song wrote itself. You know, my brother, he's working on the front lines. He works at the General Hospital here in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. And my mom is a grocery store clerk. She's a cashier. She's a little older, and you know, she had triple bypass surgery, so you know, if she caught this thing, you know, it wouldn't be good for her. So you know, I just wanted to thank everybody out there, and I see people on my Facebook page, and they can't even hug their kids. They're actually sleeping in the garage, like they're too scared to go home. So mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted to put a smile on somebody's face. So I'm overwhelmed with how well the song is doing, and I just, you know, I love everybody sharing it, and you know, it's just getting out there, and it's making somebody smile.
And that's what it's really all about. There's enough negativity out there. It's now about sharing smiles, really.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's a crazy time right now. Mm-hmm. Like we're actually making history. Like this, like we're living in a historic time, and you know, our kids are going to be going to school, and they're going to be learning about this, and it's just crazy that he was born during this time period.
Mm-hmm. So how are you handling quarantine?
I'm going a little nuts. I'm going a little crazy. You know, like we had like 6 or 7 shows canceled this summer, and for great reason.
Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of a blessing at the same time because I get to hang around the little guy the whole time, and just pick up the guitar whenever I want to, mm-hmm. and write songs and Skype with friends. And you know what? We should try to get a write in there. You're a pretty good writer yourself.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, I would be up for that anytime. I love it.
Yeah, no, I remember when I was out there last time and you showed me some of your stuff. I was impressed, man.
Much appreciated, brother. Much appreciated. Now, have you picked up any new hobbies during quarantine, or have you had time?
You know what? It's been pretty crazy. You know, it's like with Grayson coming in, but you know, I'm actually learning how to use technology now. Like I was never good with Twitter, I was never good with Instagram.
Yeah,
and I'm just sort of stuck on my phone, you know, looking at the news. And I'm a Facebook guy. I love Facebook. But,
yeah,
it's interesting now learning how to use all these TikTok and Twitter or whatever they all are.
Are you on TikTok?
No, I'm not on TikTok. I'm learning that right now. Actually,
okay.
What is this?
I can't wait to see your first TikTok video.
Yeah, there's some good stuff out there. It makes me laugh. I was eating food there last night, and I saw Chris Barkley's a good friend of mine, and mm-hmm. he's like a master at TikTok right now. He's hilarious.
Yeah. Now, anything you've been getting up to during quarantine? What ways have you been keeping busy other than just, you know, being a new dad and all?
Yeah, you know what? I like going for walks. I'm not usually that guy that goes for walks, but you know, trying to respect the social distancing and staying mm-hmm. 6 feet apart, and it's going all right. You know, I can get used to this. It's all right. I like staying at home.
Well, especially when the weather's crappy, but when it's nice out, it's really hard to just want to stay in the house all the time.
Oh, I know. It's so tough. It's so tough. But you know what? Like, we're actively looking for a house right now because we got Grayson now. So we need to get a little bigger property. But I just can't wait to cut the grass, sit on the lawnmower, drink a beer, and, you know, just have fun.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait. I think we're going to look for a house with a pool.
Ooh. So
We need a pool. I think it's time for a pool.
With a big pink floating flamingo.
Yeah, that's right. And hopefully Madeline Merlot will be in it.
Yeah. Chris, man, love the new tune from you for Frontliners. Really showing your appreciation for everybody still on the front lines doing the work, the nurses, the grocery store employees, everybody helping us getting through this. What an awesome way to say thank you.
Yeah, that's the only way I know how. You know, again, like, that song just wrote itself, and it just came out of me. Yeah. And you know what? I've never really written a song top to bottom without sitting in a room of writers, and I'm really happy with the way this one came out and how it's affecting people.
Awesome, Chris. So let's plan a write together sometime. And
100%.
Yeah. And again, thank you for the song. Can't wait to spin it. And good luck to you being a new dad. Hope you get some rest.
All right, brother. Thanks so much.